makes it great. How's the color, Charlie?
Say again?
How's the color?
Hey, it's really beautiful, Gene. You got it right. You got it framed just perfectly.
Resolution. Okay, I think the color would be beautiful once we can show you the Earth.
Roger.
Old Snoopy sure looks good.
Yep, he sure do. Old Charlie Brown's a mass of cord and wire floating around here, though.
I can imagine.
Houston, Charlie Brown, I've settled down now on the Zoom, and the closing rate you see is the closing rate we've got.
Roger, we copy. Genus, it looks like we have a bright spot, maybe on your Viticon, coming in on your Viticon tube on the black and white. It's right above the drogue.
Now, we've got it in real life. The camera's fully in the shade. That's just a reflection coming right off of Snoopy.
Roger. Ken, we're afraid you might be burning a hole in your Viticon tube. Move it off a little bit off for Snoop. I think those panels are so bright we might be getting problems with the Viticon tube.
All right. I can just cover it up for a while if you'd like.
Stand by. Houston, we'd like the Snoopy back if you could give it to us.
I'd be glad to.
Hey, that's looking great now, except for a couple of fingers there or something.
Good resolution. That's what they were.
You got your big hands in the way.
Yeah, Cordell.
Hey, I don't know what you did, but it's really beautiful now. Really great.
We're just a little closer.
Yeah.
Hey, the car is great, Gene.
How's that for the front porch?
Oh, boy, that's beautiful.
Well, I got to watch it on TV, too. I got can't see out the window.
Hey, what's that guy doing on the front porch?
That's a green man, Gordo. Yeah, John estimates 50 feet close.
Roger.
What a regular.
Well, all I can say is it's really happening, and what hasn't happened, you haven't seen yet.
Roger.
Really great resolution.
That was Gordon Cooper. He and Charlie Duke are both on the Capcom console. And that orange platform is the front porch.
Charlie, we can't be more than about 5-10 feet away.
Roger. Ken, it's looking real stable to us. We show you close and finally.
Roger.
Be docked in a second, I hope.
Roger. Houston, you're looking good. We can see the markings in the rendezvous with it. Looks like you just docked.
Roger, you got a capture. You haven't fired yet.
Roger. Gene, we can read the numbers on the LAM docking window.
Snap, snap, and we're there. Got two grays.
Roger.
You saw the docking, Charlie.
We didn't get any master alarm. Everything looks snug.
Roger. Didn't look like there was any, hardly any, after post-docking oscillation.
Jump. Okay, Farrell's coming off.
Roger. That's a great picture of the quad.
I'll try and take you on a quick tour. I may have to hold you up for a little bit here.
Okay, John's going down to the LAB, and I'm going to the left seat now.
Roger, Tom. We're standing by. Apollo 10, Houston, we'd like you to face the logic.
That was one of the reaction control system quads you saw there at the last. We're coming back up here now with another pick. Altitude 6,469 nautical miles. Velocity 21,280 feet per second.
We understand you're busy.
Okay, I'm watching.
Houston, this is 10. We're in the process of attempting to pressurize the tunnel.
The water boiler system.
The secondary continued to work all through their Earth orbital flight. I was talking to you while they were between Carnarvon, Australia, and Guaymas, the plan at the time I was talking to you was to attempt to activate it over the States. They decided to postpone that. The secondary was kept on. Again, as I had mentioned, neither one of these was mandatory for translunar injection for that decision. They stated they would attempt to bring it up in a more leisurely time on their way to the moon.
Go ahead, Sanders. Two questions. One, Dr. Davis or Rocco, could you compare this countdown and launch to some of the earlier ones that each time it seems impossible? And I asked you the same question last time. I'm going to ask it next time, too. Does it get easier?
I wish there's the opportunity for you to ask it next time. We're going to work hard for that.
Does it get easier?
No. No, really not.
How does it compare to Apollo 9 launch?
Well, if you take the countdown as a little longer preparatory time than the last few hours, there are still findings, meaning that we have to continue to test to the extent that we have in the past. And they are not getting easier in that sense, but they are not getting more difficult either. So I think it is a gradual approach to a maturity that we all hope will be there one time. But there are always some problems as we go down during a count.
And I'd like to make a comment, if I could, to that. As you know, you've observed, some of you have, the intense preparations we go through. We attempt not to leave a stone unturned as far as either the hardware or the people are concerned. And we certainly have, and I believe we'll continue to have, things we will find in all our tests, in all our dress rehearsals. But all of it is aimed at the team being ready to handle the hardware and have it go like it did today. And that's the complete Apollo team, not just here. It involves involvements with Huntsville, the Marshall people, the Houston people, and at the plant. And I think we've got that team greased up to do the mission we started out to do some 8 years ago.
This gentleman up here, can I have one more, Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And this is somehow related. Next week, you got three launches in 2 days from here, I think. And at least two are at night.
We don't.
Okay, Air Force does. They have a Titan III, which is a very large booster. It'll be launched in the dark. Is there any chance they could see this? Anybody want to guess?
It's going to be an awful long distance away.
Anybody care to speculate on that?
I guess there's no way to work it out. Right up here, this gentleman.
I'd like to know some figures. That is the time of the beginning of TLI burn and the duration of the TLI burn and the speed of the spacecraft before and after the TLI and time of the beginning of the docking maneuver and the time of the ending of that maneuver.
We do not have all these here right now, sir. We certainly will be able to get them for you. I have one number when it ended. Now, the timeline in the flight plan is a few seconds off. It's pretty much in the ballpark, but we can get these figures for you, and we should be able to get them shortly from Houston. I'm sorry, we do not have them right here at hand. We'll get them for you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
In the last press conference that you have here in Cape Kennedy, Dr. von Braun, you said that the race toward the moon, it was not completely decided. What do you think today? The American will be first on the moon?
Well, I think if Apollo 10 comes home in time and everything is successful and we can fly Apollo 11 in July as planned, we have every chance of being on the moon first. But should this flight or the next one result in the necessity of some major hardware changes, we are immediately talking about delays of several months. And such delays, of course, may give the Soviets again a chance of coming up on us.
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt. We've got word from Houston. We just have to take one thing at a time here. We're about to separate with the lunar module, and I think we better give way to that. I think several of these gentlemen can be here for a few minutes, and if you have certain questions, we'll do our best to try and answer them for you. I think we better go back to the mission at this time. Thank you.
They requested it.
This is Apollo Control at 3 hours 54 minutes. We have 2 to 3 minutes of tape during that news conference at the Cape. We'll play that for you now.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. When we pressurized the limb, the Mylar all blew out of the tunnel hatch there, and we got a spacecraft that's got Boku insulation in it here. It looks like it didn't leave a big enough hole, just like in the same way when the limb orbit tunnel insulation used to blow out.
Roger, copy. You lost every bit of the Mylar on the backside of the hatch?
Not every bit, but a whole bunch
just,
of it.
Just a little of it, Charlie.
Okay.
But of course, they do away with it on 107 sub.
Okay. You got lots of pieces floating around?
Well, a few.
Okay.
Just a little snow.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We still show the EDS power on and the EDS breakers closed. Would you turn the power off and open the breakers if you got a second?
Okay, power coming off.
Hello, Houston. This is 10. We've got the logic on, and we're standby for your go for firearm.
Roger, standby. You have our go for power arm, 10.
Okay, powers are coming up and on.
Roger. 10, Houston, the S-4B is still venting non-propulsively.
We have TV coming up again right now. Command module, service module, and the LAM have just separated from the S-4B.
Houston, we got a cryo pressure light, O2 tank 1 and 2 are reading about 800.
Roger. Ken, we'd like you to turn the fans on.
They're on.
Houston, we're maneuvering around right now. Acquire the S4B, going in a step attitude.
Roger.
That was
fans
in auto or on?
On
the O2.
O-N, Jane, on.
They're on, O-N.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, we can see the 4B now.
Roger. Out of which window, Tom?
John's looking at it out the hatch window.
Roger.
Houston, it's the S4B in the TV right now.
Roger, we got it. Right over the thrusters there, Gene.
That's it. I'll see if I can bring it into you.
Right, thanks. That TV is really fantastic.
It looks like the dome there of the 4B is gold.
Roger.
Looks like we got good separation distance, no problems.
Roger, it looks like about the size of a quarter to us here, Tom. What do you estimate your range?
I'd say at least 300 feet now.
Roger.
You getting anything, Charlie?
Right, Gene, that zoom was real good. We have the S4B. The sun's real bright on it.
How's the focus?
Hey, it looks real good. That limb antenna's showing up real bright.
Go
ahead, 10.
Roger. I wish you'd tell Dr. Von Braun, Lee James, Kurt Davis, and Rocco Patron, thanks a lot, and all the people who worked on it for the great ride.
Roger. We're going out to the networks now, I think. It's probably heard it. We'll pass it on, though.
You know, a few thousand people worked on that machine, and we sure appreciate it.
Roger. Looked beautiful from here. Did you move the camera, Gene?
Say again?
Did you move the camera?